welcome to session 3 of Take the Reins. Once again, this is Jen Verheeren from Cadence Coaching. Before we go on to set goals, there's a bit more to discuss having to do with vision. We cannot wrap up our conversation about vision without at least mentioning the law of attraction. You may have heard the term or read the books, or maybe you're unfamiliar with the term. An oversimplified description of the law of attraction is that what you think and what you expose your brain to will become your reality. A lot of people believe that thoughts become things and that we are actually able to impact the material world with our consciousness. This idea is the basis for creating vision boards. For me, however, in order to understand and make use of the law of attraction, it's important to understand the role of the reticular activating system, or the RAS. The RAS is a part of your brain. It's made up of a bundle of nerves at the base of your skull, and it serves as a filter between all that you see and experience and what actually gets through to your conscious brain. It prevents your brain from being overloaded with stimuli by picking out the most relevant information from your environment. The RAS chooses relevant information based on what it has been recently exposed to. An example of how the RAS works will likely be familiar to you. Years ago, when I purchased my Toyota Tundra truck, all of a sudden, there seemed to be full-sized Tundras everywhere. Had hundreds of other people also decided to buy them at the same time I did? No, of course not. In this case, my RAS began to pick out Tundras among the thousands of other cars on the road and bring them into my consciousness because I had recently exposed my brain to that particular kind of truck. A similar thing happens when you learn a new word that you've never heard before, and suddenly you hear it all the time. It's not that no one had ever used that word before you learned it. It is simply that your RAS recognized it because of recent repeated exposure. So imagine that you're in a room where two different conversations are going on. One of the conversations is about things you don't know anything about, and one is about horses or something else that you're familiar with or interested in. Both conversations are taking place at about the same volume, the same distance away from you. Which conversation are you most likely to hear and understand? And which conversation are you going to be most interested in? You'll probably be able to more clearly pick out words from the conversation about horses than you will from the other conversation. Thanks to your RAS, your brain tends to identify things in your environment that resonate with things that are already familiar to you. So, within the context of the law of attraction, this means that the more you expose your brain to thoughts and images related to your vision and your goals, the more likely it will be to pick up information from your environment that resonates with your vision. Your experience will reflect what your RAS is picking up from your environment, and you'll be much more likely to see opportunities that you may not have even noticed before. The same goes if you're focused consistently on what is going wrong, what isn't working, or what you're afraid will happen. These will be most prevalent in your consciousness, and your brain will actually pick out things in your environment that will prove you right. You have the ability to choose your thoughts. As you construct your vision and begin to step into it, start to train your brain. Color your inner world with thoughts and ideas that support your deepest desires. I'm not talking simply about thinking positive thoughts or doing what I call putting whipped cream on dog shit. What I'm asking you to do is to trust the visioning process and begin to shift your regular thinking into possibility thinking. What occurs when your deepest desires come true? Why bother with a vision board, and do they really work? In this session, I invite you to create a vision board. A vision board is about creating a sacred space that brings to life what you want to have happen. What you focus on will expand. When you create a vision board and place it in a place where you see it often, you'll essentially end up conditioning your brain to seek out those things depicted on your board. You are creating an intention that activates your RAS. if you're someone who believes that vision boards don't work or you're not really sure whether you want to believe they do, consider giving it a try. It's a fun and rewarding process that can take less than an hour if you're fast, and they do work. They do work, especially when combined with the other practices you're being exposed to in Take the Reins. The first time I did a vision board several years ago, it was a part of an assignment for a class I was taking, and I put it off and I put it off and I didn't have the time and I thought it was a waste of time. And finally, one day, I just did it. And it's amazing to me now, several years later, how much of what I put on that original vision board have come to fruition. So, what's the secret to creating a vision board that really works? It's super simple. Your vision board should focus on how you want to feel, not just on things that you want. Don't get me wrong, it's great to include the material stuff too. However, the more your board focuses on how you want to feel, the more it will come to life. There aren't any rules. You're not going to mess this up. You can create your vision board in any way that you'd like. It can be a collage, a piece of art, a mind map, or a video. It can be online, on paper, or on a bulletin board. It can be words or images or any combination of the two. What should you put on your vision board? Anything that inspires and motivates you. The purpose of the vision board is to bring everything on it to life. Think about what you want in all areas of your life. You don't have to cover each and every little detail in the same way. Just make a mental inventory of what you want in each area and begin to collect ideas, words, photos, and colors that represent those things. Again, what you focus on expands. You'll be surprised by how things will start popping up all over the place once you set an intention for what you want and how you want to feel. Use photos, quotes, sayings, ribbons, images of places you want to go, reminders of events, places, or people, postcards from friends, and just about anything that inspires you. If you're techie, there are online vision board sites and video programs out there. Google them. You'll need some time to make your vision board. Give yourself a stress-free hour or two to put it together. If you're social, invite friends over and make a party out of it. If you need quiet to get the job done, schedule time for that. Almost without exception, people report feeling more focused and less stressed after they create a vision board. In this course, I also ask you to share your vision. And I'd like to preface this part by saying that I am a deep down, diehard introvert. I was painfully shy for the first 15 years of my life, and I've always considered myself to be both deeply private and fiercely independent. So the work I do now, including this program, is born of passion and commitment, not natural affinity. I've only discovered later in my life the value of interdependence and the value of being willing to trust others by sharing. As much as I hate to admit it, I've learned that involving others in your vision is the most powerful way to make it a reality. So, start to put it out there. Share your vision and your goals with others, maybe with just one other person. It might not be easy at first. Practice using language that gives people an experience of your vision. What does it feel like? Why is it important to you? Why is it important to them or to the world? What will the results be, and what will be possible when your vision becomes reality? There is a caveat here, however. Choose carefully who you share with. There will be people who are not where you are and who will not be supportive. We all have people in our lives who are more closely aligned with our inner critic than they are with our inner coach, okay? We all have these people who are more aligned with our inner critic than they are with our inner coach. Conversations with these people may leave you feeling discouraged, apathetic, or like, here I go again, not able to accomplish my goals. Consider that these conversations are more about the other person than they are about you. Even those who love you the most may feel uncomfortable or threatened by the idea of you making changes. They also might be afraid you're being unrealistic and want to save you from being disappointed. This doesn't mean they love you any less, and it's totally normal. The important thing is that you don't buy into these views, that you keep your inner coach fully present inside yourself. If you don't have anyone in your life to share your vision with, you're not alone. I know many, many people that are in that situation. I suggest you find a coach or a mentor to help be a catalyst for you to leverage the Take, or you can leverage the Take the Reins Facebook group. This is really, really important. It's the people with whom you share your vision and your goals who can support you, hold you accountable, remind you when you get lost, and cheer you on. It does take a village, even if you're someone who likes to go it alone. I have a client who participated in my first ever coaching group for riders. During our first meeting, through tears, she told the group that her goal was to compete in a recognized novice level event on her horse, whom she'd rescued many years ago and trained herself. This was a big deal for her. She'd never told anyone about that goal before, even though she'd had it clanking around in her head for years. Fast forward 1 year, she'd accomplished that goal and so much more. What she said about her experience is that because she shared her goal, she was finally able to set aside funds for training. She made her goal and herself a priority like she never had before. She now had people to celebrate small wins along the way with her. And she was able to keep building on those wins throughout the year because she was acknowledging them and being acknowledged by other people. So by being vulnerable and sharing her goal, she helped others be able to do the same with theirs. Out of the 10 participants in that group that first year, 10 accomplished lifelong goals. This was not a coincidence. Get it out of your head and into the world. Thank you for joining me for session 3 of Take the Reins. You are on your way. I'll look forward to meeting you in session 4.